Welcome to the Brandmaster Podcast, a show specialized in helping branding professionals and entrepreneurs to build brands using strategy, psychology, and creative thinking. This episode originally aired on the Brandmaster Academy YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Brandmaster Academy on YouTube. What's up, brand builder? Stephen Horahan here at brandmasteracademy.com. And in this video, you're going to learn an 11-step branding deck template to nail your presentation, so you can articulate your brand's core identity and value proposition in an engaging way and capture the attention of your dream clients without breaking a sweat. So what is a branding deck? Well, simply put, your brand's Bible. It encompasses everything your brand represents: your values, your mission, your story, your visual identity, and your product or service lineup. Think of it as a snapshot of your brand's soul, captured beautifully in one impactful presentation. It's not just a deck, it's who your brand is translated into slides. Now, before we dig any deeper, I just want to clarify something about branding decks, or a branding deck as they're also known. Now, you can present your brand to external people and you can present your brand to internal people. So for example, you could present to a group of new hires and staff in the onboarding process as part of your brand culture or employer branding processes so that they buy into the brand and where it's going. You can also present your brand to potential investors, partners, or even clients so they literally buy into your brand, whether that's through seed funding, partnerships, or simply subscriptions. Now, of course, depending on who you're speaking to will determine what elements you include and what elements you leave out. Now, every brand deck should be tailored to specific audiences that you're presenting to, or at least tailored to a specific group of people. So what's the difference between brand deck, pitch deck, branding kit, branding style guide? With so many decks and kits floating about, it's really easy to get lost in what they all are. So let's break them down one by one. Let's start with the branding deck, or the brand deck. Now, as we discussed, this is your core essence captured in a concise presentation. It's the beating heart of your brand. Making sure everyone's on the same page, from your employees to your clients, is a really important part of branding. So think of Audi's brand deck, not only providing guidance, but also acting as a representation of the brand itself. Next up is the pitch deck. Now, on the other hand, the pitch deck is a vehicle that drives your brand story to potential investors. It's an elevator pitch on steroids, convincing stakeholders why they should buy into your vision. Imagine Airbnb's pitch deck that led to the $31 billion valuation. Next, of course, you have the branding kit. Now, a branding kit is your visual costume that your brand wears. It contains all of your visual elements, such as your logos, your color palettes, your fonts, your imagery, that make your brand visual and make it unique. So ultimately, your brand kit is like the suitcase of essentials that your brand will wear whenever it steps into the public. And then, of course, we have the brand style guide, or the brand guidelines. Now, the brand guidelines are the rule book that ensures that your brand looks, sounds, and feels consistent across all channels. It's the referee ensuring that everybody's playing the game right and sticking to the rules. So while the brand guidelines and the style guide are traditionally print-based, they are more and more being represented by a branding deck. So why is a branding deck important? Well, it's not simply a nice to have anymore. It's an essential compass guiding your brand's journey. It ensures that everybody inside and outside the organization understands your brand's mission, where it's going, the vision, the values, the personality, and what makes the brand memorable in the sea of all those other brands, just like Apple's iconic minimalistic and innovative brand image. So let's break down the internal and the external deck. So an internal brand deck is the rallying cry for your team, setting the direction and creating a united front. It's your brand's heartbeat pulsating through your organization. This deck isn't consumer facing. Instead, it aims to keep brand reps aligned and how the brand communicates on the front lines. It gives that direction internally. So what is an external brand deck, on the other hand? Well, an external brand deck is your brand's face to the world. It's the story that you tell your clients, your customers, and your stakeholders, luring them in to your brand universe. There are many reasons that you might decide to introduce client-facing brand decks, which can integrate well with proposals, presentations, and promotional content. So can internal and external brand decks both be used? Well, absolutely. Think of your internal and your external brand decks as two sides of the same coin. They should work in harmony, ensuring that your brand speaks with one consistent voice. One side focuses inwards and the other side focuses outwards, all singing from the same source. So let's dive a little deeper and look at some of the most critical elements of a branding deck. Number one is your brand DNA, which is like the soul of your organization. Now, these deep-seated beliefs and principles that guide your brand's actions and decisions are really, really important. It's those unique elements and philosophies that are embedded in your brand, making it truly stand out in a crowded market. Then we have your target audience. You have to clearly define who these people are. You need to know their tastes, their preferences, and their needs. And this goes beyond simple demographics and psychographics, and it digs into the understanding of their behaviors and their attitudes and their lifestyles, of who these people are, where they're going, and what they really, really want. Next up is your brand position, which is where you stake a claim in the market. How you differentiate yourself from your competition is crucial. For example, the Dollar Shave Club's affordable direct-to-consumer model was a game changer in the industry. That's what you want to aim for your brand, something that sets you apart and gives people a compelling reason to choose you over them. Next, of course, we have your brand personality, which is just like it sounds. It's the character that your brand exudes, and it's more than just a set of attributes. It's about creating a persona that can engage, that can entertain and build an emotional connection with your audience. And this personality should permeate every interaction that your brand has with the public. Next, we have your brand communication, which is essentially the voice of your brand. It's what you say and how you say it. It's all about articulating your mission and your goals and your promises to your customers. It's about consistency in the messaging and ensuring that your brand's voice resonates with your audience, building trust and credibility along the way. And of course, let's not forget, it's all about telling your audience what's in it for them and how we can fit into their lives to make it better. Moving on to the visual elements, your logo is the visual cornerstone of your brand. Now, this little piece of design carries a lot of weight. It needs to be simple yet memorable, effectively conveying your brand's personality at a glance. Then up, we have your typography, which may seem like a minor detail, but it is a vital aspect of your brand's visual identity. The fonts that you choose, their size, their spacing, their arrangement, they all contribute to the perception of your brand. Just like how a well-written message can captivate your audience, well-chosen typography can really evoke a certain mood and reinforce your brand's personality. Next up is your color palette. Now, these are specific shades that will represent your brand's various contexts. There are tones, there are opacities, and how you use them is really important, and there need to be some guides around how these are used. So, whether you're designing your website, creating a brochure, or painting your office walls, these colors will play a significant role. So for example, Coca-Cola's use of red and white has globally become recognizable, underlining the power of a well-chosen color palette. Now, your image style refers to the specific aesthetic of your brand that is maintained across all images. Now, this could range from the type of photographs that you use, the filters applied, or the art style adapted into your graphics. A consistent and attractive image style can really enhance your brand's visual appeal and create a more memorable impression on your audience. Then we have your graphics. Now, your graphics include any visual elements or designs used across your brand's communication materials. Now, these can be patterns, icons, infographics, or any other visual assets of that kind. Now, they need to be consistent and align with your overall visual identity, creating a cohesive and easily recognizable look. And lastly, we have the product line or list of services. Now, this is the tangible aspect of your brand, and it's what you're offering to your customers is all about, and it should align with everything else that we've discussed so far. So whether you're providing a broad array of products or services to niche markets, they should really embody your brand's DNA and cater to your target audience and reinforce your brand's position in the market. So these are really important. It's all about how you bring value into the world and why your audience would choose you. Now, branding decks are typically put together by professional designers using professional tools such as Adobe or Figma. Now, that said, more and more brands are developing their decks in-house. There are some incredible resources out there to help you build your brand deck. Sites like Canva and SlidesGo offer a plethora of templates, while Unsplash and Pexel provide high-quality images to add that visual wow factor. But remember, resources are only as good as the strategy behind them. Now look, branding decks are more than just pretty slides. They're the foundations of your brand's house. And by creating a compelling, consistent brand deck, you'll captivate not only your team, but your clients and stakeholders, setting the stage for brand success. But before we wrap this up, here's a thought-provoking question. Now, if your brand were a person, what would this personality look like? What's the story it would tell? But if you walk away with anything about branding decks, then walk away with this. Your branding deck is all about selling your brand internally, selling your brand externally. It's so important that the person who is presenting this branding deck has already bought into who the brand is. Now, it should be the leaders, but if it's not the leaders, then it should be someone who has definitely bought in to that branding deck, to that brand, to where the brand is going. Because when this brand deck is delivered, if that person doesn't believe in this brand and where it's going, it will show in the presentation. If they do believe, on the other hand, that enthusiasm and that belief in where the brand is going will be communicated not just through the decks, but through the delivery itself. So go forth, develop your brand decks, present your brand decks, and get the buy-in from people you're trying to influence. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more brand strategy techniques to level up your skills, make sure you check out brandmasteracademy.com. There's plenty of free resources and premium content for you to download and get you going. If you'd like to join our Facebook group full of like-minded brand strategists, all learning from each other, then find us by searching for the Brand Strategy Community, where you can find exclusive content for members as well. If you enjoyed this content, please be sure to give us an honest review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listened. And make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Brand Master Podcast.